Time is measured precisely in relation to the delay between acknowledging our responsibility to the other and bearing that obligation to its completion. Now, that's really interesting to me because of the way that he defines time, right? We define time in terms of the passage of change. So the way the Greeks think of time is, if something changes, then time has passed. If nothing at all changed, we would, according to the Greek idea, if nothing at all changed, we wouldn't be aware of time.
Right, like at the sun coming up or the sun
going
down.
Yeah, right, because things change. So we're aware of time because things change. But Stone has just given you a new definition of time, right? Because what he says is time is measured not in relation to things changing, but in relation to
delay, acknowledging
the responsibility and completing the responsibility. The gap between acknowledgement and completion is what he wants to define as time, which is really interesting because that means it's entirely relational, right? So he goes on to say, in the world of the Zedek, time does not pass. In its place is the moment that does not end, the time of the infinite. Infinity and time are distinguished by bearing the other's burden. The zeal by which time is transformed into eternity results from a burning desire to experience this transformation. Do you understand what he's saying?
Wow, not that last sentence.
That's as big a statement as the book you wrote on time right there.
Right.
Okay. I'm not quite sure that last
What he
sentence.
Says, okay, in the world of the Zedek, okay, in the world of the one who is committed to
righteousness,
time does not pass. In other words, things don't go on in this steady progression of change. Why? In its place is the moment that does not end, the time of the infinite. In other words, the way that we measure time is that one thing changes after another thing after another thing. He says, wait a minute, in the world of the righteous, that doesn't happen. In the world of the righteous, I measure time by the relationship between my awareness of the obligation and my completion of the obligation. And that awareness and the separation between my awareness of the obligation and the completion of the obligation is an infinite one.
Because we're always
so it
obligated.
Never ends.
Because we're always obligated.
Because we're infinitely obligated to the other. So there, it can't be the case that time passes so that I'm now no longer under the obligation to the other.